Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Bay Lake Town,
Old Key West,
Riviera, Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Papa Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Hello and welcome to DVC Newscast. I am Shannon and this is episode 104. And joining me today, we got Pete. Hello. And Sue.
Hey there.
So before we get started, let's go ahead and give a shout out to our sponsor this week, and that is DVC Resale Market. So if you are looking to possibly sell your current DVC contract, or maybe you are in the market for a new resale contract, definitely hit up our friends at the DVC Resale Market. They can help you out with whatever you need. And if you're just trying to learn more, they also have a great series on their blog, which teaches you just basic information on what DVC is, what the point system is, all of that. So it's a really great source for information. So with that, we finally have a winner for our 100th episode giveaway. So yes. Now, Pete, you put all the work in, so I'm going to go ahead and let you announce the winner. Yeah, so congratulations to Sean McNamara. I drew the name myself, so we had a few dozen contests, several dozen contestants, and I randomly drew a name from that, and he will be receiving our 100th episode prize pack, which includes an Epcot 40th mug and pin, a couple of cast member lanyards and some pins that Sue chipped in, as well as a limited edition Mr. Toad popcorn bucket. So congratulations. I shipped those out yesterday. Sean, you should be receiving that in the next week or so. Congratulations. Awesome.
That's great.
Congratulations. And I'm sure you're thrilled to get it out of your house. Tommy took a little bit more time than we thought, but we wanted to make sure we got all the entries in. We have a few, nothing groundbreaking this week, but we do have a couple DVC and specifically DVC stories. And Sue, I will let you take this first one.
Okay. Well, the first one, I know all members are buzzing about it right now. Earlier this week, it came out from DVC that the single-use booking price was going to increase. So they sent an email out to members, which read that effective on February 16th, the price of one-time use vacation points would increase from $19 per point to $22 per point. This program gives the members the opportunity to purchase up to 24 non-deeded vacation points each use year that they may need in order to complete a reservation for Disney Vacation Club accommodations in the 7-month booking window or the Disney Collection and World Collection reservations. These points are valuable in the sense that it keeps people from having to borrow from next year if all they need are a couple of additional points. They can just rent them, so-called rent them from Disney, and put them towards the reservation. It should be noted that you do not need to be a direct member to purchase these one-time use points for DVC reservations. So you can be a resale buyer who can also take advantage of this. Many members use this when they're just short a few number of points. I know I've used it when I was short 2, 3, 4, even 10 points, but it is price increase. Some people are okay with it, and others are, you know, a little bit grumpy that it went up, as they put it, significantly. But it's still less expensive than having to buy a 50-point contract, either direct or resale.
This is true.
Yeah, and I remember it was at one, when I first joined, it was $15.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was
lower at one point.
Yep. Yeah.
And I think it went up, and I think it went up slowly, because I think it just went up like $1 or $2. I don't think it's been increased since the pandemic. So I think they're probably just making up time.
Right.
Yeah, I think they're just making up. And I think that with there's still this backlog of points, so they don't necessarily want to, you know, do these one-time use points, I'm sure, or at least make it, you know, profitable. And when you're in a pinch, you're willing to pay the $22.
Yep.
Because like you, Sue, I have been in a pinch where I needed, I think I've bought up to 24. I think that's one or two times I did buy the full amount. It helps, especially if you're just doing it, you know, and you want it, that reservation and you don't want to borrow. So
right.
I haven't done it in recent years, but it's a great thing to have. And $22, you're not going to be able to rent points for that, you
correct.
Know, that little amount of points. So
yep.
I don't have a problem with this myself because number one, it's again, it's only 24 points. It's also a little bit of a bummer that it's only at the 7-month booking window. But as you say, if you need 5 extra points, 10 extra points, it's perfect. If you're living on your 24 single use your points, like doing it every year, you should get another contract.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
So you shouldn't complain about, you know, the $22 per, if 19 or 22, that's way more than you're paying for your regular point.
Right.
Think about getting a little add-on.
Yeah.
That sounds good. So Pete, what about Toy Story Rodeo Roundup?
Yeah. So we keep hearing news coming out about it. And we'd already had a opening date a couple weeks ago for March 23rd. And now we know that starting February 21st, guests will be able to make reservations for the new Toy Story Land table service restaurant Rodeo Roundup Barbecue. That's good news. I'm assuming it'll be 60 days advance. So from March 23rd until April 21st, if you're traveling to Disney and you want to try that new restaurant in Hollywood Studios, now's your chance. So look for that on February 21st. I assume right when reservations open up first thing in the morning, those will be available. Are you guys looking forward to this? Go.
I am. They have something similar to this over in Paris, except it is more of a fast food, but it is the barbecue. The meal I had there was fantastic. So I can't wait to see what they're going to do for a sit down here. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to see if I can get on there on the 21st and get my reservations.
Awesome.
Well, I mean, I love barbecue, and like Regal Eagle is now our go-to place in Epcot. I'm thrilled with this. I just wish it was a character dinner. I just kind of wish it was a character meal, but maybe there's no space. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they could have built it as one, right? I mean, they built it new. For whatever reason, they decided not to do characters. I'm a little nervous about the price being an all you care to enjoy sort of family style place, how expensive it might be, but I think I would still try it. Certainly great for the kids that are Toy Story fans.
Yep.
Right. And I think, you know, most of the all you care to enjoy places are character meals, and that's usually the price. So
right.
I don't think it's going to be crazy expensive. I mean, it's barbecue, but it is Disney. So we'll see.
That's the one piece we don't know, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think it will be too crazy because there are no characters. But I think if it were characters, then I think it would be very pricey because it would be a unique place to meet them. But time will tell.
I wonder if it's going to be similar to Whispering Canyon.
Yeah, that's kind of how I picture it, except without them throwing straws at you, probably.
You know, if they're going to do it like Skillet and if it's a similar type of food.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Tron Reservations was opened. They went live on February 16th. We talked about that, I believe, in the last episode, and they went live for DVC at 11 a.m. There was no warning for AP. They just said, check your email, but they didn't say a time. I stupidly thought it was 11 a.m. as well. The email went out at 9:08 for the APs. And I didn't see it until, I didn't get the link until 9:12. I got on immediately and I was on for 3 hours.
Yeah. Wow.
To the point where the window for the DVC went live at 11. I had secured my reservation for DVC before I had secured my reservation for the AP. So I have two different dates. We're trying to figure out which one we're going to go to because we are going to go to only one and then we'll cancel. We're trying to figure out which one, because that was the other thing. At least with DVC, they sent out the link and it was posted that the dates were going to be March 4th through the 6th.
Right.
It really frustrated me that it showed that the people who are doing this, and I mean the people for the AP, because it was not, obviously the DVC one was run a lot better. They obviously have never been a guest because they didn't post the date. So a lot of people were waiting, not knowing if it covered their dates.
And that
was very frustrating because especially like the first hour, somebody was like, I got online, I waited an hour and a half only to find out it doesn't cover our dates. And it's all they had to do was on that landing page, put the dates, March 4th through the 12th.
Yeah. I was writing up the notes that we use for this show while that was going on. And, you know, I got to the DVC one was the 4th to the 6th. And then I was like, I have no idea when the annual pass holder one is. And then I linked to the website and I waited in line as well. I actually never got through. It was later than 9:12, but it was maybe 10 o'clock or something like that. I did posted it on the question on the My DVC Points community, and someone was able to say, but it was kind of crazy that.
Why didn't you say what your dates are? Because all that did was block the system. Because if people knew, if I had a trip planned for spring break, which is the 19th to 25th, I would have not waited.
Right.
But I was hoping it wasn't. And then I had found out enough early on because, again, I was checking via Facebook and it was that it was a week that we could go, which was the 6th through the 10th. I was trying to hope to kind of get, because I believe the previews, you're only allowed to ride it once. At least that's how they're doing it with the cast members.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to be. Did anybody go to Cosmic Rewind?
No.
Okay. I know with Remy, you could ride it as many times as you wanted. But I know with Tron, you're only allowed to ride it once for the cast members. So there's still no word on whether or not you can ride it more than once for DVC or the AP.
I would assume it's once until you get there. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to assume it's once, but we really won't know until March 4th. But the other thing was there was a lot of emails that said you had to have your reservation for DVC.
Right.
You needed to make sure you had cleared everything. And honestly, I don't know if I was even allowed to make a reservation for DVC because it did say in the email, my understanding, it said you had to be staying on points, where in the past for membership for Moonlight Magic, you didn't have to stay on points. You just had to be staying either on cash, but you had to be a blue card member.
Right.
I didn't get the email, even though I had a reservation for this time frame, but then I was able to make a reservation. So I thought, oh, I guess I was eligible. Then I get into Facebook and then people are like, I was able to make a reservation and I don't have an on-stay booking. So there was a glitch in the system that allowed people to make reservations who did not have an on-site stay. And I know several blue card direct purchase members who have reservations for that weekend and couldn't get, and they are upset and they couldn't get tickets. And it's one thing to not get tickets when it's run properly and it's just the luck of the draw and you get that. That still sucks. But when you don't get tickets because there was a glitch in the system and they didn't do how it was supposed to be done, that's upsetting.
Oh yeah.
And like, this isn't the first time Disney's done these sign up things. So I don't understand why it didn't work properly. I mean, they've done it many, many times for DVC members. All the Moonlight Magics are, you have to, you know, for the first one, you have to have a reservation.
And there's been times where people had reservations and then couldn't get in because for whatever reason, if you have a resale contract and you have a direct contract, the system won't recognize the reservation if they're on resale points.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why whenever there's a Moonlight Magic, I just book on cash. I book a stay on cash because that way I know there's usually not a glitch in that. So maybe they eliminated it this way, thinking that maybe people would be honest. But I think they just don't know. Again, this just shows that they don't know members unless it was just a glitch. Because a lot of people just kind of go in to see, can I do it? Or they just kind of want to be a part of it. You know, I've gone into a queue for a Moonlight Magic when I have no intention of going. I don't try and get in, but I kind of just want to be part of it. You know, I was very fortunate. I was able to secure both days. I was able to secure the 6th and then the 8th. We're trying to figure out which night before my husband can get off and then we'll just cancel the other one. But I feel bad for those people who have trips booked, who are direct members and couldn't get in because of this. I think that's wrong. Just if you are one of those people that's listening and have a reservation and couldn't get a Tron reservation, I feel for you because I think it was really wrong of what happened. I don't think they're going to cancel those reservations. I don't see that. So
no, I doubt it. What about you, Sue? Did you try to get tickets or are you able to go as a cast member?
No, it's funny. Being retired, they don't include us in any of the pre-things that they have for the cast members, which is kind of upsetting as a cast member because you retired from there, you gave them time. but we're not included any longer. And with DVC, I couldn't get in.
That's too bad.
But that's okay. You know, living just a few miles away.
Yeah, you just wait till it opens. I don't know. The way I feel about ride openings, it's kind of like, I'm always of the opinions like, this is literally going to be open forever once it opens. So it's not like I need to ride it X day, because when I go this next trip, I'll actually get it. You know, I'm more of the person that if there was something I really loved, would go to ride it before it closed. Because that to me, you know, like with Splash Mountain, that I understand. It's not going to be there anymore. You want to ride it. But like, if you can get in, great. If you can't, oh well, for these previews, because, you know, it's not like you have some exclusive thing. There's literally tens of thousands of people that are getting in these previews. So it's not like you're doing something that's super exclusive or anything. So
we did the Pandora one, and the Pandora one was amazing.
Yeah.
Because Rider was about 18 months at the time. So we had to do Rider Switch. So Rider rode, I want to say Navi River Journey 8 times. Because whoever was not riding Flight of Passage, and my husband and I, rode Flight of Passage twice each.
Yeah.
So we each got to ride it twice. And then Ryder just kept riding Navi River. And at that point, they had it really, really slow because it was the preview.
Yeah.
And he was 18 months. So he absolutely loved it. That was, to me, that was worth it. That was worth the trip that we did because it was such a great experience. Remy, you had the opportunity to ride it again, but it kept breaking down. So we rode it. And then when we got in line for the second time, it had broken down and they cleared the queue. And then once you left the area, you were done. We did get to ride it. Is it worth it or not to go? Because I think if you can go and ride it multiple times, then yes. Because even Cosmic Rewind, you can only ride it, excluding the extended evening hours, you can only ride it twice in a day. That's if you get a boarding group, and then you got to pay for the second one.
Right.
And that's how Tron's going to be.
Yeah.
Tron's going to be, you're going to have to get lucky to get a boarding group, and then you're going to have to pay for the second ride. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I did get it. We're hoping to go. I'm planning on going to at least one of the dates, and we'll see. Maybe I'll just forget the husband and just take Ryder. Wouldn't be the first time.
Well, at least you're honest about it.
Yeah. But anyway, so we have a new character greeting. We were talking about characters with the roundup, the lack of characters, but we actually do have a new character greeting.
Oh, I know. And I'm so excited because my favorite characters are Chip and Dale. Always have been. Even when I retired from Disney, I had Chip and Dale came to my retirement party just for me. Oh, and nice. So I am so excited about this because starting February 15th, Chip and Dale will be greeting at Hollywood Studios in their Rescue Rangers gear. Can't wait to see them. They will be meeting at the Adventure Outpost near the Indiana Jones stunt show. No end date has been scheduled, so this just might be permanent or at least long-term and for meet and greet. So I don't know about you guys, but I am so excited. I don't think I've ever seen Chip and Dale or have my picture taken with Chip and Dale in their Rescue Ranger outfits.
I haven't. I've gotten some unique pictures at, especially at Moonlight Magic, but never Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, I think that's the only time they've ever been in that gear is like for those either Halloween events or something like that. This is very cool. I won't be going till November. Oh, here's hoping it's permanent because I would like this one too.
Yeah.
They're just so cute.
They are. Yeah. They are. And it's fun. They're always fun to have. I remember seeing them on the cruise and they were being just silly, which was fun. You know, it's just, they're just fun. They're a fun meet and greet.
Yeah, for sure.
This one was a last minute addition in over in our West Coast.
Yeah. So Disneyland just added two more Disney After Dark theme nights. They had recently announced the Disney After Dark Princess Nights. They're occurring in March. And actually, as I was researching this, I went on the website. One of those dates is still available, actually, for sale. So they haven't sold out. One of them sold out, but the other one isn't. But these two nights, there's Disney After Dark Throwback Night, which is going to be April 18th and 20th at the Disneyland Park. Don your favorite flashback fashions and join us for an after-hour soiree inspired by the debonair days of the 50s and 60s. Take a trip down memory lane to relive Disney's classic past with music and entertainment that pay tribute to the first decade of Disneyland Park. Ticket prices are 129 for April 18th and 145 for April 20th. And then Disney After Dark Star Wars Night is May 2nd, of course, May the 4th, 8th, yep, and 11th, also at Disneyland Park. Galactic and Fantastic, this event is back with four nights, the most ever, where you can live out your own epic Star Wars adventure. Tickets are $149 to $169, depending on the date, but they have not listed which dates are which, so we don't know. The Disney After Dark events begin with a three-hour pre-party mix-in from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Disneyland Park. I believe it also said you don't need reservations. And then the private party goes from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., and you get to ride some popular attractions after regular park hours. They don't really list the attractions fully that are open, but it sounds like it's not the entire park. It's mm-hmm. only certain attractions, but I think a number of attractions. The tickets are going to go on sale for Magic Key holders beginning February 21st, no earlier than 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Disneyland website, and on February 23rd for general public. And there's an article on the Disney Parks blog. It didn't list the prices there, but when I went to the actual Disney website, that's where I got the prices from. So I would suggest going to Disneyland.com to look for as much information as they have. They have more details about what's going on with the different events. They have, of course, dance parties. I think the Star Wars one has like lightsaber training and things like that. So these seem pretty cool to me, and like the prices aren't bad. I mean, they're not cheap, certainly, yeah, but like it's less than, say, going to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. So I would, if I was out there, I think I would be signing up for the throwback night. That one looks like a lot of fun to me.
That looks nice. Yeah, that looks like a lot of fun.
The whole thing sounds fun. I love the after hours and different nights and these, yep, theme nights. They're definitely something geared towards Disneyland. I would love to go to one of these.
I kind of wish they'd do them at Disney. It seems like they either have the after hours event, which is just kind of riding the rides, and then they have the full on Halloween party and things like that.
They did the after hours with the theme with the villains.
Yeah, right. They did the villains night. Yep.
And it was as popular as the after hours. And I think for the extra cost to them, it didn't make sense. I see where it was like popular, but I think people went for the after hours for the rides and probably didn't really go for the extra villains theme. I mean, I'm sure some people did, yeah, but it probably, to Disney's, you know, wasn't worth, like, if people are going to pay, you know, why are we going to give them this extra stuff? Where in Disneyland, I think it makes more sense.
I'm sure that's the reason, because Disney World is more of a tourist location. They feel that they don't have to give them something extra to,
exactly,
to get people to come. Whereas in California, right, they do. I've been to both parks. I love Disneyland, but I prefer going to Disney World. But I do get jealous sometimes of the stuff they have out in Disneyland. This one looks like fun.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, we'll have to ask Vicky if she goes. So,
oh, Vicky's going to be going, I'm sure. Vicky and Gina both, probably, to the Star Wars, yeah, one, at least.
I think that's it for our news stories. Before we move on, I just want to give a shout out to our three sponsors, DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial for their continued support of the My DVC Points platform. Do you guys have anything else going on? I know you have Plus Platoon still going on Wednesdays.
Actually, usually goes up on Thursdays.
Okay.
We just did our 100th episode. So next week will be the 101st episode, and we're going to review 101 Dalmatians.
Ooh. Oh, that makes sense. That's fun.
Yep.
I like that. Hey, did any of you see the Walt hologram that's coming out for the 100th anniversary?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of the video of it. It's hard to tell much from seeing a video of it.
They had it on Good Morning America the other day, and there's been a lot of controversy about it. It went right on Instagram and Twitter afterwards.
Yeah.
With a lot of people saying, some of them liked it, others, he's gone, you should just leave him in peace. And some people even called it satanical. I thought it was really neat technology myself.
I don't know. But I mean, I think it's cool. And my son is obsessed with Walt Disney, and we haven't shown him all the Oswald merchandise because he's obsessed with Oswald and even dressed up as Oswald.
I've been debating about getting, I still haven't gotten the Magic Band Plus, and there's an Oswald, yes, Magic Band, yep, Plus. I was like, oh, maybe this,
yeah,
is going to be it.
Yeah, that's where We're going to get that one for him, but it's on back order until March 31st. Okay. We want to get that for him. There's like this really cool lamp, but some really cool merchandise. If you haven't gotten your 50th anniversary merchandise, check the outlets, because yeah. I actually went to the one here earlier and there's quite a few 50th anniversary merchandise already hitting the outlet.
I'm sure they're clearing it out.
Yep. They're starting to. It's starting. There's some stuff on definitely on sale. I will say I did just post my video on how to stack for Genie Plus. A lot of people were asking me about that. It's less than 20 minutes. I tried to talk fast and not ramble, which is what I normally do. But I did do a video on how to stack, some tips and tricks. That video was posted earlier this week. You can check my YouTube channel, Shannon Ford on YouTube. You can just put Shannon Ford Genie Plus and that should pick it up.
Awesome.
But with that, I will say, see you real soon, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.